مورا وتسير الجبال سيرا فويل يومئذ للمكذبين. هذه الجملة بل هذه مفردة.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We praise Allah and we ask Him to raise the rank of His Prophet Muhammad and to grant him peace and likewise to all of his companions and family members. As for what follows, then Allah has blessed us once again to come together here at Mirath Radio to study some of the finest words of tafsir regarding the best book, the book of Allah Ta'ala. Today we are blessed by Allah Ta'ala to begin our second session in the explanation of Surah At-Tur by the virtuous scholar Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah have mercy upon him and allow us to benefit from his heritage. We'll begin with verse number 9 in this second of 5 sessions on this surah, insha'Allah Ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah says, يوم تمور السماء مورا. The day when the sky or the heavens shall be shaken with a great shaking. وتسير الجبال سيرا. And the mountains shall pass, shall move along, they shall pass in an amazing way. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then woe to those who disbelieve on that day. هذه الآية, our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, he says, هذه الآية, this verse, يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا, the day when the heavens shall shake with a great shaking, متعلقا بقوله إن عذاب ربك لواقع. This statement is related to the previous ayat that we discussed in the end of our last session, right? That the day or the punishment of your Lord is surely going to take place. يعني أن العذاب يقع في ذلك اليوم. The punishment referred to in verse 7 is going to happen on this day, on the day that's being referred to now in verse number 9. فَقَوْلُهُ يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا. So the day that the sky, the statement of Allah, the day that the sky or the heavens shall tremble and shake with a great shaking. قَدْ يَذُنُّ الظَّنُ أَنَّ الْمَصْدَرَ هُنَا مَوْرًا لِمُجَرَّدَ التَّوْكِيدِ. Someone could possibly assume that the phrase مَوْر has been repeated after tamuru, tamuru mawran, just to simply emphasize the action. وَلَكِنَّهُ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. And that's not strictly, or that is not only the benefit that you get from that. بَلْ هُوَ لِبَيَانِ تَعْظِيمِ هَذَا الْمَوْرِ. It is to explain the greatness of that shaking. وَالْمَوْرُ بِمَعْنَى الْإِضْطِرَابِ. The mawr here means shaking, crumbling, or parts of it striking other parts. يعني أن السماء تضطرب. The sky shakes and stumbles. وتتشقق, and it rips apart. وتتفتح, and it opens up. وتختلف عما هي عليه اليوم. And it shall be in a different situation that we see it in today. كما قال تعالى, as Allah the Most High has said, إذا السماء انفطرت. When the heavens are cleft asunder, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. And when the sky or the heavenly bodies, the stars and the planets, have fallen down and split apart, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. And when the oceans burst forth, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. And when the graves pop out and expel what they have inside of them, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Every person shall know what he put forth and what he did not put forth. That's from, as you know, Surah Al-Infitar. وَلَا إِنسَانَ يَتَصَوَّرُ أَوْ يَعْلَمْ حقيقه ذلك اليوم. Nobody knows or can even imagine the reality of that day. ولكننا نعلم المعنى بما اخبر الله به عنه. However, we know of some of the meanings that Allah has informed us of about that day. اما الحقيقه, as for the reality, فهي شيء فوق ما نتصوره الان. The reality is something far beyond our comprehension now. وتسير الجبال سيرا. And the mountains will move along. They will move and they will go away. أي تسير سيرا عظيما. They will move along in a very great way. وذلك أن الجبال تكون هباء منثورا. They will be like fluffs of wool blown about, scattered. وتطاير كما تتطاير الغيوم. And they will float on and fly away like clouds. وتسير سيرا عظيما هائلا. And they will move on in a very horrifying way. لشدة هول ذلك اليوم. Due to the terrors that take place on that day. وهذه الآية تدل على أن قول الله تبارك وتعالى في سورة النمل. This verse shows that the statement of Allah, the Blessed and Most High, that is found in Surah An-Naml, which is, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. And you'll see the mountains, thinking that they're firm and fixed, and yet they move along, like how clouds would move along. سُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. This is the creation of Allah, the one who proficiently and precisely has done everything that he has done. إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ. He's khabir, all well aware, well acquainted with everything that you do. From Surah An-Naml, that's the 88th verse. فإن هذه الآية هي نفس هذه الآية التي في الطور من حيث المعنى. This verse and that verse, they're the same in terms of the meaning. فيكون قوله تبارك وتعالى. So thus, the statement of Allah, the Blessed and Most High, وترى الجبال تحسبها جامدة وهي تمر مر السحاب. And you see the mountain. You think and you assess that it is fixed in its place and it moves along and it passes by like the passing of a cloud. يعني يوم القيامة ولا شك. That is an event that will happen on the Day of Judgment, no doubt. ومن فسرها بأن ذلك في الدنيا وأنه دليل على أن الأرض تدور. As for the one who would explain this verse, that is something that takes place in this life and that it is a proof that the earth revolves around the sun, فَقَدْ حَرَّفَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ. Then he has perverted the meanings of the texts. وَقَالَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَعْلَمُ. And he has spoken about Allah with what he has no knowledge of. وَتَفْسِيرُ الْقُرْآنِ لَيْسَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْهَيِّنِ. Explaining the meanings of the Qur'an is not a simple matter, an easy issue. لِأَنَّ تَفْسِيرَ الْقُرْآنِ يَعْنِي أَنَّكَ تَشْهَدُ على أن الله أراد به كذا وكذا. The explanation of the Quran means that you are saying, you are testifying regarding Allah, that Allah means this and that. فلا بد أن يكون هناك دليل. So, you must have evidence for what you say. إما من القرآن نفسه, whether it's from the Quran itself, وإما من السنة, whether it's from the Sunnah, وإما من تفسير الصحابة رضي الله عنهم, or from the explanations offered by the companions. May Allah be pleased with all of them. أما أن يحول الإنسان القرآن على المعنى الذي يراه بعقله أو برأيه. As for a person just making the Quran mean what he thinks with his mind or with his opinion, فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال في القرآن برأيه فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Whoever has spoken about the Qur'an with his opinion, then let him take his seat in the hellfire. Now in the footnote of this printed version of the tafsir of Ibn Uthaymeen, رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. It says this hadith is found in a Tirmidhi, and it is with the number that's mentioned there, number 2950. And it says that a Tirmidhi called the hadith Hasan Sahih. However, what's correct according to the manuscripts is that a Tirmidhi referred to this hadith as being Hasan only. And the Hasan hadith with a Tirmidhi often includes what other scholars of hadith would refer to as da'if. And in this case, this hadith is da'if. And it's been discussed by Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his Silsilatul al-Ahadith al-Da'ifa, number 1783. And it's because of Abdul A'la ibn Abi Amir, a Tha'labi, who's in the chain. And he's weak. He is not a reliable narrator. And this hadith has also been narrated as a statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, and it may be authentic as a statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, but not as a hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Back to the reading of our book, وَالْمُهِمْ أَنَّ تَفْسِيرَ قَوْلِهِ as, and the important thing is that the tafsir, the explanation of his statement, وَتَرَى الْجِبَالَ تَحْسَبُهَا جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ تَمُرُّ مَرَّ السَّحَابِ. And you see the mountains, and you assume that they're fixed in their places, yet they pass by like the passing of a cloud. يُرَادُ بِهِمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, to claim that this means in the dunya that the mountains move along. تَفْسِيرٌ بَاطِلٌ, this is a false tafsir. لَا يَجُوزُ الْاِعْتِمَادُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا الْمُعَوَّلُ عَلَيْهِ, it's not allowed to rely upon it or to consider it the correct opinion regarding the meaning of the verse. أَمَّا كَوْنُ الْأَرْضِ تَدُورُ أَوْ لَا تَدُورُ, as for the issue of the earth revolving, meaning around the sun, or not revolving around the sun, فَهَذَا يُعْلَمُ مِنْ دَلِيلٍ آخَرٍ, and this issue is known from other evidence. إِمَّا بِحَسَبِ الْوَاقِعِ, whether it's from the reality, the actual scientific factual reality, the Shaykh is referring to here, وَإِمَّا بِالْقُرْآنِ, or by the text of the Qur'an, وَإِمَّا بِالسُنَّةِ, or by the sunnah, وَلَا يَجُوزُ أَبَدًا أن نحمل القرآن معاني لا يدل عليها من أجل أن نؤيد نظرية أو أمرا واقعا. It's not allowed for us to force the Quran to mean something, or to push on the Quran meanings that are not found in the phrases or the wordings, just for the sake of supporting a finding, a scientific finding, or a factual reality. لكنه لا يدل عليه اللفظ. That's when the phrase of the verse does not support that idea. لِأَنَّ هَذَا أَمْرٌ خَطِيرٌ جِدًّا, and this is a very, very serious matter. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah has said, going on, فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, so woe on that day to the people who disbelieve and reject the message. That's the 11th verse. وَيْلٌ كَلِمَةُ وَعِيدٍ وَتَهْدِيدٍ. The word wail, when you hear wailun lahu, or wailun lilladina, or wail, it means a word of threat of punishment, and a word of, what can you say it, a threatening word. And it's like what we say in English, woe to you, watch out, woe to you, and so on, huh? وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ رُوِيَ أَنَّهَا وَادٍ فِي جَهَنَّمٍ, and it's also been narrated that it is the name of a valley in the hellfire. So in that case, it would mean wailun lahu, or wailun lilladina, and so on. It would mean, let them be warned of a valley in the hellfire. لكن الصواب أنها كلمة تهديد ووعيد. However, what seems to be correct, as the Shaykh concludes here, is that it is a word of, is a threatening word. A reminding, threatening word of punishment. فَوَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, woe on that day to those who reject, أي المكذبين لله ورسوله, those who reject Allah and His Messenger, الجاحدين لما قامت الأدلة على ثبوته, those who reject things that clear evidence has established, فَإِنَّهُمْ سَيَجِدُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ من العذاب والنكال ما لا يخطر لهم على بال. They're going to find things on that day of punishment and misery that never crossed their minds. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضٍ يَلْعَبُونَ أي في الدنيا. Those who are playing about silly and playing about, speaking and playing about idly. In this life, في خَوْضٍ. And he's speaking about في كَلَامٍ بَاطِلٍ, speaking falsely. يَلْعَبُونَ أي لا يَقُولُونَ الجد. They're not being serious. They're just playing. وَلَا يَعْمَلُونَ بِالْجِدِّ. And they're not working seriously. They're not doing deeds with seriousness. وَإِنَّمَا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كُلَّهَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Rather, their deeds are all games and idle talk. وَلِذَلِكَ تَجِدُ أَعْمَارُهُمْ لَيْسَ فِيهَا بَرَكَةٌ. You find people like this, their houses, no blessing in those houses. تَمُرُّ بِهِمَ اللَّيَالِي وَالْأَيَّامِ لَا يَسْتَفِيدُونَ شَيْئًا. Days and nights just pass them by and they gain no benefit at all. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. The next verse. The day when they'll be shoved into the fire of hell with a serious push. هذه متعلقة بما سبق أيضا. This is connected to everything that's preceded as well. وَيُدَعُونَ بِمَعْنَى يُدْفَعُونَ بِعُنْفٍ وَشِدَّةٍ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. Pushed or shoved means that they'll be pushed very harshly and in a rough manner into the fire of hell. لِأَنَّهُمْ وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ تُمَثَلُ لَهُمَ النَّارُ كَأَنَّهَا سَرَابٌ. As in that day, the hellfire will be made to seem like a mirage, like something they want to go to. أي كأنها حول نهر, like it's a big pool or a river. وهم على أشد ما يكون من العطش. And on that day they'll be so thirsty and so desperately in need of water. فيذهبون إليها صراعا. So they'll go rushing to this mirage. يريدون أن يشربوا منها. And they want to drink from it. حتى يزول عنهم العطش. So they can stop being so thirsty. فإذا بلغوها وإذا هي النار والعياذ بالله. When they finally reach it, it's just fire. فكأنهم والله أعلم. So it's like as if they, and Allah knows best, يتوقفون لأن لا يتساقطوا فيها. So they will stop so as not to fall into it. فيدعون إليها دعا. And then they'll be shoved and pushed right into it. أي يدفعون بعنف وشدة. فيتساقطون فيها. And they'll be pushed and shoved from behind with harshness so that they fall and topple into it. أجعلنا الله من ذلك. May Allah save us from such an outcome. Ameen. ويقال لهم. And it will be said to them. هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون. This is the fire that you used to reject. That you used to disbelieve in. كانوا في الدنيا يقولون لا بعث ولا جزاء ولا عقوبة ولا نار. They used to say in this worldly life, there's no resurrection. There's no recompense. There's no punishment. There's no fire. وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ أَرْحَامٌ تَدْفَعُ وَأَرْضٌ تَبْلَعُ وَلَا بَعْثُ. It's just wombs that push out babies and then earth that swallows up the cadavers, the corpses after they've lived. That's all it is. There's no resurrection. فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ تَوْبِيخًا عَلَى هَذَا الْإِنْكَارِ. So it shall be said to them to disgrace them for this kind of rejection. هَذِهِ النَّارِ التي كنتم بها تكذبون. This is the fire that you used to reject. فما أشد حسرتهم. فما أشد حسرتهم. إذا وبخوا على أمر كان في إمكانهم أن يتخلوا عنه. What a disgrace and what a state of sadness and regret that they'll be in once they become blamed for something that was in their possibility or in their reach that they could have removed themselves from in this life. وَلَكِنُّهُمُ الْآنَ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لِذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. However, at this time, meaning on the day of judgment, when this is said to them, they will have no way to do anything about it. يَقُولُونَ إِذَا وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. They'll say, if they've been placed upon the fire, or placed in front of the fire, or perhaps it means in the fire, يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. They say, oh, woe to us that we could be possibly just sent back so that we could not reject the verses or the signs of our Lord. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And we could be from the believers. And they will regret and hope that they could go back. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبَلٍ Nay, now it appears to them that which they used to conceal. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ And even if they were sent back, they would just go back to what they were doing in disobedience, in contradiction of, or doing the things they've been forbidden to do. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ And verily they are but liars. These are verses number 27 and 28 from Surah Al-An'am. أي حتى لو ردوا إلى الدنيا عادوا وكذبوا Even if they were given a chance to go back into the worldly life, they would just go back to what they did, and they would go back to rejecting. فَلَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ And they would not be upright upon the order of Allah. لَكِنْ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا تَمَنِّيَا They're only saying this on that day, just in wishes and hopes. أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ And it said to them, Is this magic? Is this magic? Or have you no insight at all? يعني أفهذا الذي ترون اليوم سحر This thing that you see today, is this magic? كما كنتم تقولون ذلك في الدنيا The likes of which you used to say in the worldly life. حيث يقولون إن ما جاءت به الرسل سحر They used to say, the things that the messengers have come with is just magic. سحر وَيَصِفُونَ الرَّسُولَ بِأَنَّهُ سَاحِرٌ And they describe the messenger that he's a magician. فَيُقَالُ أَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ Is it really magic? Is this really magic now? Or is it that you had no insight? And you have and had no insight. يعني لَا تُبْصِرُونَ بِعَيْنِ الْبَصِيرَةِ Don't you see? Meaning with the sight of, with insight. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ عُمْيٌ عَنِ الْحَقِّ وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Rather, you are blind as it relates to the truth and Allah's refuge is sought. إِسْلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Enter the hellfire and go ahead and be patient or don't be patient. It doesn't matter. It's the same for you. You're only being recompensed. You're only being rewarded, or your recompense has come to you based on the actions that you did. أي احترقوا بها. The meaning of that is burn in it. Enter the fire and burn in it. والأمر هنا للإهانة. And the order here is to disgrace them. كقوله تعالى ذق إنك أنت العزيز الكريم. إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَمْتَرُونَ Taste the fire, or taste the punishment, sorry. Verily you are, as you used to think about yourself, mighty and noble. إِنَّ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَمْتَرُونَ This is something that you used to belie. فَانْظُرْ إِلَى هَؤُلَاءِ كَيْفَ تَتَهَكَّمُ بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَتُذِلُّهُمْ وَتُخْزِيهِمْ Look at these people, how They're going to be disgraced by the angels and humiliated and abandoned وَلِعَذُ بِاللَّهِ and refuge with Allah is sought وَتُهِينُهُمْ and disgraced and totally humiliated. إِسْلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Enter into this fire and burn. Be patient or don't be patient. It's the same both ways. يعني أَنَّ الصَّبْرَ وَعَدَمَهُ سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Patience, having patience, or not having patience is the same for you on this day. وَمَعْنَ هَذَا The meaning of that is, أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُفَرَّجَ عَنْكُمْ There is going to be no relief for you. سَوَاءٌ صَبَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَصْبِرُوا Whether you have patience or not. مَا أَنَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِذَا أُصِيبَ الْإِنسَانُ بِشَيْءٍ وَصَبَرْ And this is based on the idea that in this worldly life, When a person is faced with some trial or loss and he has patience, فَإِنَّهُ يُفَرَّجُ عَنْهُ Then he'll find relief. He'll find ease after difficulty. He'll find a way out. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As the messenger or as the prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And know that victory or success comes with patience, meaning after patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ, and a way out or relief comes along with hardships, meaning after hardships. And verily, along with difficulty comes ease. That's a hadith collected by the Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. And Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Verily, this is just a recompense for what you did with your own actions. يعني, مَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا عَمِلْتُمْ فَلَمْ تُظْلَمُوا شَيْئًا. This is just a recompense for nothing other than your own actions. So you're not being oppressed in any way whatsoever. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى جَزَاءَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then you find that Allah mentioned the reward or the recompense of the believers. Then Allah mentioned the recompense of the believers. And we're going to take a small break here and come back in just a moment. إن شاء الله تعالى.
وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. ولا إنسان يتصور أو يعلم حقيقة ذلك اليوم, ولكننا نعلم المعنى.
بسم الله, الحمد لله, الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله, وبعد. Welcome back to Mirath Radio. We were reading from the book of our great scholar Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, his explanation of Surah At-Tur from the Noble Qur'an. Allah ta'ala says in the 17th verse here, as we continue, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. Verily, the people of piety shall abide in gardens and in delight. هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ خَبَرِيَّةِ مُؤَكِّدَةِ بِإِنَّ. This is a report, this sentence is a... How can I say it? A nominal sentence. And it has the word, the phrase, inna. وَالتَّوْكِيدُ أُسْلُوبٌ مِّنْ أَسَالِيبَ اللُّغَةِ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ. The word inna means verily, or certainly, or absolutely. It is a word used for emphasis, to stress an idea. And this linguistic tool is from the ways that the Arabs would speak in the Arabic language. مُسْتَعْمَنٌ عِنْدَ الْعَرَبِ. Something used amongst the Arabs commonly. وَهَذَا الْقُرْآنُ نَزَلَ بِلُغَةِ الْعَرَبِ. And the Qur'an has been revealed in the language of the Arabs, the Arabic language. وَإِلَّا فَفِي الْوَاقِعِ أَنَّ خَبَرَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى تَوْكِيدٍ. Otherwise, in reality, the reports of Allah, that He gives a report about some information that either happened in the past or will happen in the future, Allah's reports, they have no need to be confirmed or to be stressed or emphasized. Why is that? لِأَنَّهُ أَصْدَقُ الْقَوْلِ. Because what He says is the most accurately truthful thing there is to say. فَالرَّبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So the Lord, Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى تَوْكِيدٍ. فَالرَّبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِذَا أَخْبَرَ بِخَبَرٍ. عفوان. So our Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, if He gives us any information, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُؤَكَّدْ. It has no need of being confirmed or emphasized. لِأَنَّ خَبَرَ اللَّهِ صِدْقٌ. Because the information that we get from Allah's reports about things are absolutely truthful. لَكِنْ لَمَّا كَانَ الْقُرْآنُ الْعَظِيمُ نَزَلَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ. But the reality is here that since the Qur'an was sent down in the Arabic language, صَارَ جَارِيًا عَلَى مَا كَانَ يَعْرِفُهُ الْعَرَبُ فِي لُغَتِهِمْ. It came down in the Arabic language in accordance to that which the Arabs knew and were accustomed to with regards to the use of their language. فَهُنَا أَكَّدَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ. And here, Allah emphasized this statement. Allah the Mighty and Majestic emphasized this statement saying, إِنَّ المتقين في جنات ونعيم. Verily, surely, emphatically, the believers or the pious ones or the those who have taqwa, they shall be in gardens and delight. المتقون هم الذين قاموا بطاعة الله امتثالا لأمره واجتنابا لنهيه. The muttaqun are the people of piety, those who uphold or stick to the obedience of Allah, holding to His orders, fulfilling His orders, and refraining from what He has prohibited us from. هَذِهِ هِيَ التَّقْوَى. This is exactly what taqwa is. فَالتَّقْوَى طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ فِي امْتِثَالِ أَمْرِهِ. So taqwa, or what we would say in English is possibly piety, is obedience to Allah with regards to what He has ordered us to do, وَاجْتِنَابِ نَهِهِ, and with regards to what He has forbidden us from, meaning we abstain from what He forbids. فَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي امْتِثَالًا لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ نَقُولْ هُوَ مُتَّقِي. The one who prays, he offers salat, answering the order of Allah, meaning responding to the command of Allah to pray, then we say about such a person, he is a person of taqwa. He is a pious person. He is a muttaq. He is a person of taqwa. وَالَّذِي يَدْعُ الزِّنَا, the one who abandons fornication and adultery, نَقُولُ هُوَ مُتَّقٍ بِتَرْكِ الزِّنَا. He is a person of taqwa. He's a muttaqi, a person who has abandoned, who has taqwa, a pious person, who through his abandonment of that deed of zina, of fornication or adultery, he is a pious person. وَإِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ ذَٰلِكَ تَقْوَى. It's only been called taqwa, and taqwa in the Arabic language refers to protecting oneself or shielding oneself from something. لِأَنَّهُ وِقَايَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Because this action that he does, or this observance of the orders and limits of Allah, it acts as a shield or a means of protection from the punishment of Allah. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا قَامَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. If a person was to fulfill the commands of Allah obediently, فَقَدْ اتَّخَذَ وِقَايَةً مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Then he has taken a shield or something that will screen him or protect him from the punishment of Allah, عز وجل, the Mighty and Majestic. هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those are the people of piety. Those are the muttaqun, the people of taqwa. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ. And Allah the Mighty and Majestic says, فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. They will abide in gardens and in delight. That's the 17th verse again. وَجَنَّاتٌ جَمْعُ جَنَّةٍ. And the word jannat refers to gardens, gardens of paradise. وَهِيَ الدَّارُ الَّتِي أَعَدَّهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And it is the abode that Allah has prepared for His pious servants in the hereafter. بِدَلِيلِ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Based on the evidence that is found in His statement, the Blessed and Most High, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And race amongst yourselves towards forgiveness from your lords, from your Lord. One, La ilaha illallah. Race all of you towards forgiveness from your Lord, and a Jannah, and towards a Jannah, towards a garden. Its width is like that of the heavens and the earth. It has been prepared for the muttaqeen, for the people of piety. وَإِذَا قُلْنَا إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الدَّارُ الَّتِي أَعَدَّهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِعِبَادِهِ فِي الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ. So when we say that, verily, this paradise, the Jannah, the garden, in the hereafter, it is the abode that Allah has prepared for His believing servants in the hereafter. فَهَلْ يُمْكِنُ أَن تَكُونَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Is it possible that paradise could be entered or could be enjoyed in this life? نقول أما بالنسبة لدخول الجنة التي هي الجنة فهذا لا يمكن في الدنيا. As regards to entering paradise, entering the actual garden of paradise itself, then this is not possible while this worldly life exists. نقول أما بالنسبة لدخول الجنة التي هي الجنة فهذا لا يمكن في الدنيا، أما بالنسبة لكون الإنسان يأتيه من نعيم الجنة ما يأتيه فهذا يمكن. As for a person attaining some of the delight of the paradise that has been given to him in this life, something of the delights of paradise that has been given to him, then this is possible actually. وَذَلِكَ فِي الْقَبَرِ And that is in the grave, actually. إِذَا سُئِلَ الْإِنسَانُ عَنْ رَبِّهِ When a person shall be asked about his Lord, وَدِينِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ And he'll be asked about his religion and his prophet. فَأَجَابَ بِالصَّوَابِ And if he answers correctly, فَإِنَّهُ يُفْرَشْ لَهُ فِرَاشٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ The carpets will be laid out from the carpets of paradise. وَيُفْتَحُ لَهُ بَابٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ And a door or a window shall be opened where he will see the paradise. وَيُفْسَحُ لَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ مُدَّ الْبَصَرِ And his grave shall be made spacious and expansive as far as the eye can see. And in the footnote, it is mentioned, أَخْرَجُهُ أَبُو دَاوُدِ It's been collected by Abu Dawood, meaning in his book, As-Sunnah or As-Sunan. And it's also been collected by Ibn Majah. The hadith number referenced in the footnote here is 4,754 for Abu Dawood and 4,269 for Ibn Majah. وجمعت الجنات في الآية لأنها أنواع And jannat have been mentioned, plural of Jannah. There are gardens of paradise, not a garden, but gardens. And that is because there are many different types. ذكر الله في سورة الرحمن أربعة أنواع And Allah has mentioned in سورة الرحمن four types of those gardens. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ And for the one who fears the standing in front of his Lord, he shall have two gardens. That's in سورة الرحمن, the 46th verse. ثُمَّ قَالَ وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ And then beyond those two, there are also two more gardens. That's the 62nd verse of the same surah. هَذِهِ الْجِنَانُ الْأَرْبَعُ تَخْتَلِفُ بِمَا جَاءَ فِي وَصْبِهَا فِي سُورَةِ الرَّحْمَنِ And these four gardens that have come in these descriptions are different in the way they are described in Surah Ar-Rahman. Meaning they are different. They are not the same garden being described four times. They are four different and separate gardens. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ Verily, the people of piety, the righteous ones, the people of taqwa, shall abide in gardens and in delight. أي نعيم البدن. What's the meaning of delight here? نعيم البدن. In the delight, in perfect health, enjoying physically things with the body. وَنَعِيمُ الْقَلْبِ And holistically with the heart, enjoying and basking in the delights of the paradise. فَهُمْ فِي سُرُورٍ دَائِمٍ They shall be in eternal happiness. وَهُمْ فِي صِحَّةٍ دَائِمًا And they will be in eternal good health. وَهُمْ فِي حَيَاةٍ دَائِمًا Having a life that is beautiful always. فَجَمِيعُ أَنْوَاعِ النَّعِيمِ كَامِلَةٌ لَهُمْ Every type of delight that is given to them is complete and perfect. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم We ask Allah that He makes us from those people. فاكهين بما آتاهم ربهم فاكهين فاكه The word فاكه is المسرور The one who is happy Enjoying and delighting He's happy كما في قوله تعالى وإذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم انقلبوا فاكهين And when these people would go back to their families They would go back in enjoyment and happiness And this is a description of the disbelievers in Surah Al-Inshiqaq. أي مسرورين بما آتاهم ربهم They're enjoying and happy with what Allah has given them, with what their Lord has given them. أي بما آتاهم ربهم من النعيم They will be happy and basking in the delights that their Lord has given them. ووقاهم ربهم عذاب الجحيم And their Lord has spared them. From the punishment of Al-Jahim, the hellfire. That's the 18th verse. فَحَصَلُوا عَلَىٰ السَّلَامَةِ من الشرور بوقاية الجحيم الجحيم. So they have attained safety and security from the evils by being protected from the hellfire. وعلى تمام السرور في جنات النعيم. And they have attained eternal bliss and happiness in gardens of paradise. وكلوا كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. Eat and drink in happiness due to what you used to do, due to the works that you performed. The Shaykh says, كلوا فعل أمر. Eat. The order to eat is, it's an order, it's a command actually, linguistically. وهذا الأمر ليس تكليفا, but it's not a command, meaning an order to perform an action. وإنما الأمر هنا للتكريم. And the command here is just to honor someone. It's in the manner of honoring the person. When you tell someone to enjoy what they have earned, it's to honor them. أي يقال لهم كلوا من كل ما في الجنة من النعيم. أي, meaning it will be said to them, eat from every single type of pleasurable thing there is in paradise. فيهما من كل فاكهة زوجان. And from every type of fruit, there will be two pairs. Or there will be a pair of every type of fruit. فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان. ورمان. فيهما فاكهة ونخل ورمان. And in the paradise there are fruits, and there are date palm trees, and there are pomegranates. There are fruits in the paradise. وفيها من كل النعيم. And there is every type of delight there. وشربوا, and drink as well. The order as well to drink. مما فيها من الأنهار. Drink from the rivers, the many rivers that are there. وأنهار الجنة ذكرها الله تعالى أربعة في سورة القتال. And there are four rivers that are mentioned in سورة القتال. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن. There are, or the parable set forth of paradise that has been promised to the muttaqun, to the people of piety. There are rivers therein that have water that is unchanged and unpolluted. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And there are rivers of milk, of pure milk that has not been changed or spoiled. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةً لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And there are rivers of alcohol, rivers of wine that are delicious to those who drink. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And there are rivers of pure honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And they shall have therein every type of fruit and forgiveness from their Lord. كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ وَسُوقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. Are these people like those who have been made to dwell eternally in the fire, and they're fed the waste or the pus or the hot water that is in the hell fire, and their stomachs are burned and destroyed through it? هذه أربعة أنواع أو أربعة الأنهار. أربعة أنهار. There are four rivers here mentioned in this verse. من ماء غير آسن. Water that is untainted. أي غير متغير, not changed. والمياه في الدنيا إذا لم يأتها ما يمدها وبقيت راكدة لابد أن تتغير فتكون آسنة. The water that we know in this life, if there is no fresh water to come and refresh that water and it remains still water, then it must become, it will spoil, it will go bad. And it will become tainted. وَمَاءُ الْجَنَّةِ لَا يَتَغَيَّرْ. But the water of the paradise shall not change. غَيْرَ آسٍ. Shall not be spoiled. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of pure milk that has not been spoiled or shall not spoil. وَاللَّبَنُ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِذَا أَبْقَى يَتَغَيَّرُ وَيَفْسُدْ. The milk left in this world, if it's left out, it changes and it spoils very easily. لكن في الآخرة لا يتغير. However, in the hereafter, it shall not spoil. وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين. and rivers of wine that are delicious to those who drink it. وَخَمْرُ الدُّنْيَا فِيهِ رَائِحَةٌ كَرِيهَةٌ. The alcohol or the wine or the alcoholic beverages of this world, they have a very bad smell to them. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ يُقَلِّبُ الْعَاقِلِ إِلَى مَجْنُونَ. And it also changes an intellectual person into a crazy person, meaning it causes someone to be drunk. وَفِيهِ أَيْضًا السُّدَاعِ. It also causes headaches. وَفِيهِ فَسَادُ الْمَعِدَةِ. And it corrupts the stomach and causes pain and problems in the stomach. لَكِنَّهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةً لِلشَّارِبِينَ. There are rivers of wine in the paradise that are delicious, purely delicious for those who drink it. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الصَّافَاتِ لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنزَفُونَ. And there is no headache or no bad feelings, drunkenness, and they do not become sick from the drinking of that khamar, of that wine. وَالرَّابِعُ. And the fourth of those rivers, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers of pure honey, purified honey. هَنِيًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. They will be in delight, basking with what they have earned, with the result of their deeds. الْهَنِي هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةً سَيِّئَةً. The hani is the one that has no bad outcome coming up for him. وَلَا تَبُعَ مِنْ تَجَاوُزٍ. And there's nothing following up what he's done, that is, other than what he likes. أو إسراف. Or waste. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. As a result of what you used to do. أي بِسَبَبِ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. As a result, meaning as a recompense for what you used to do. فَالْبَاءُ هُنَا لِلسَّبَبِيَّةِ. So the ba here, bima kuntum, it means as a result of or as a reward for. وَلَيْسَتَ الْبَاءُ لِلْعِوَضِ. The ba here does not mean in return for or in exchange for. لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Because the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace, he said, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدٌ بِعَمَلِهِ. No one will go to paradise because of his actions, because of his deeds. Meaning, as a replacement or as an interchange or as an exchange for his deeds, as an exact exchange for his deeds. The Shaykh is going to explain that point, and it's an Arabic language point. And he's going to say here, فَإِنْ قِيلَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قال كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. If it were said that Allah the Most High has said, eat and drink and be eat and drink peacefully and happily due to what you used to do, or because of what you used to do. This ba here, bima kuntum ta'malun, as a result of what you used to do. How can this be the case? فجعل الله تعالى ذلك بسبب العمل. That's been mentioned, and the reason for him enjoying the paradise is his action. وَالرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. This while the messenger, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, has said, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدٌ بِعَمَلِهِ. That no one shall enter paradise by way of his actions. مَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. While Allah has said, because of what your hands, or because of what you have done. والجواب, and the response or the correct understanding from our Shaykh is, الجواب على هذا الإشكال أن يقال. We should say in response to this question, الباء تأتي للسببية. And I hope I can capture this in English. اللهم أعن. The باء here, it comes with the meaning of being the result of a cause. وتأتي للبدلية. And it comes as something that is a rightful exchange. A total and rightful exchange of two things that are equal to each other. فَإِذَا قِيلَ دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ. So if it is said a person entered paradise by his action, it means فَالْمَعْنَى السَّبَبِيَّ. It means as a result of his actions. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدٌ بِعَمَلِهِ. And when it said, no one would enter paradise by way of his actions. بِعَمَلِهِ. The ba here, فَالْمَعْنَى الْبَدَلِيَّ. And it means in a just and complete exchange for what is rightfully exchanged, for what his actions would rightfully equal and be exchanged for. لِأَنَّ الدِّرْهَمْ or فَالْمَعْنَ الْبَدَلِيَّ وَأَضْرِبُ مَثَلًا يُبَيِّنُ هَذَا. The Shaykh says, let me give an example to make this clear. بِعْتُكَ الثَّوْبَ بِدِرْهَمْ. I sold you the thawb for 1 dirham. فَالْبَاءُ لِلْبَدَلِيَّ. الْبَدَلِيَّ. I sold you the thawb for 1 dirham. The value of the thawb is a dirham. He sold it to you in rightful exchange for everything it's worth. لِأَنَّ الدِّرْهَمَ صَارَ عِوَضًا عَنِ الثَّوْبِ. And in this case, the dirham, and the dirham is a silver coin, by the way, it is, it becomes the exact exchange for the thawb. It is the same value and the same worth of the thawb. It is equal to the thawb in value. وَإِذَا قُلْتَ أَدَّبْتُ الْوَرَدَ بِعَبَثِهِ. I disciplined my son, or I disciplined the boy because of his playing around, or for his playing around. هَذِهِ لِلسَّبَبِيَّ. This is as a result of his playing. Now notice there's no exchange here. There's discipline and playing. We're not saying the discipline is equal to the playing. That's not the intention. The intention here is as a result of playing around, foolishness, the boy was disciplined. The discipline here is not an exchange for the playing, but it is a result of the playing. And you could say in English we have this nuance. We have the four. I'll buy this thobe for a rial, or for, let's say, something realistic, for 200 rials, or $50. Okay? I'll buy it for $50, or I'll sell it for $50, or 50 pounds. That's an exchange, right? That's a total exchange. The value is supposedly equal to that amount. It's an exchange. But if I said, I beat my son for playing around, I don't think the same four, I'm using the word four again. I sold the thobe for £50, $50, and I beat my son, I disciplined my son for breaking the dish, or for abusing his mother, or something like that, huh? So now you have, the four is different here. I disciplined him for doing something bad, versus I sold the thobe for an amount of money. So the same issue we have, with the word for. The for can be for as a result of something, and it can be in exchange for something. I hope that was somewhat clear, as an Arabic language point is not always explainable in English as easily as this one, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, as it requires a parallel between the two languages, and in this case we happen to have stumbled upon a parallel between the languages. إِذَن كُلُّنَا لَن يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ. All of us are like this. We shall not enter the paradise in exchange for the deeds that we have done. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَوْ حَاسَبَنَا عَلَىٰ عَمَلِنَا. Because verily, if Allah truly were to hold us accountable for our deeds, مَا قَابَلَ عَمَلُنَا نِعْمَةً مِن نِعْمِ اللَّهِ. Any one of our good deeds, none of our good deeds could match a single blessing from the blessings of Allah that He has given us. نِعْمَ وَاحِدَ, not one blessing that He has given us. فَالنَّفَسُ الْآنَ. For example, think of your breathing right now. الَّذِي هُوَ مِنْ ضَرُورَةِ الْحَيَاةِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْكَ وَيَدْخُلُ بِدُونِ تَعَبٍ. It's a necessity for life, this breathing that you do. Air goes in and air goes out without any exertion of on your part. وَبِدُونِ مَشَقَّةٍ, and no difficulty. وَكَمْ يَتَنَفَّسَ الْإِنسَانُ فِي الدَّقِيقَةِ. How many times have you breathed in 1 minute? How many times does a person breathe in 1 minute? فَلَوْ أَنَّنَا حُسِبْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِنَا بِالْمُعَاوَضَةِ وَالْمُبَادَلَةِ. If we were to be taken to account for our deeds and rewarded and punished for our deeds in total exchange for what Allah has given us, لَكَانَتْ نِعْمَةً أَوْ نِعْمَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ تَسْتَوْعِبُ جَمِيعَ الْعَمَلِ. There would be only one of the many blessings of Allah that would take up everything we've done. Meaning all the good deeds that we've done would only possibly reach the thankfulness that is deserved for only one of those many blessings. وَنَحْنُ الْآنَ لَا نَحِسُّ بِنِعْمَةِ النَّفَسِ. Right now we don't even think, we don't even sense the blessing that we have in breathing. لَكِنْ لَوْ أُصِيبَ أَحَدٌ مِنَّا بِكَتْمِ النَّفَسِ. If a person was was tried right now with the inability to breathe, like with an asthma attack or something. لَوَجَدَ أَنَّ النَّفَسَ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ نِعْمِ اللَّهِ. If he was given relief, he would understand that the ability to breathe freely is from the greatest of all blessings of Allah. لِذَلِكَ نَقُولُ. And thus we say, إِنَّ الْبَاءَ فِي قَوْلِهِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. The ba there, which represents four, or which could be represented in English by four, what you have done, the sababiyya, it's a result of a cause. وَلَيْسَتْ لِلْبَدَلِيَّ, and it is not for exchange. وَفِي قَوْلِهِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, for what you used to do, شُمُولٌ لِكُلِّ الْعَمَلِ. This is comprehensive, including all deeds done by the al-jawarih, wal-qalbi, wal-lisan, by the bodily limbs and the heart and the tongue. فَالْجَوَارِحُ كَالْأَفْعَالِ كَالْرُكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ. The bodily limbs that produce actions, they are the likes, or the actions are the likes of the bowing, the prostrations that we do. وَالْأَقْوَالُ, and the statements that we make that are rewardable are كَالْأَذْكَارِ, like the phrases of remembrance. وَالْقُلُوبُ كَالْخَوْفِ, and the actions that we perform in our hearts are the likes of fearing. وَالرَّجَى, and hoping in Allah, and fearing Allah's punishment, and hoping in His reward. وَالتَّوَكُّلُ, وَتَوَكُّلِ, وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ, and putting our trust, our complete trust in Allah, and those things which are similar to that. فَكُلُّ هَذِهِ تُسَمَّ أَعْمَالُنَا. All of these are referred to as our actions, and thus we have reached the end of our session for this time. This is the end of our second session in explanation of Surah At-Tur. We thank Allah Ta'ala for His blessing upon us that He has allowed us to come together successfully so many times and study His book. And we ask Him from His bounties and His grace to allow us to continue in sihha and afiyah and iman and ihtisab, in good health and in faith, and in hopes for reward from Him, and in hopes that He would forgive us for our wrongdoings. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.